What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Dios FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast, hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners, breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we were podcasting independently since 2016, but joined iHeartMedia's My Cultura Network in 2022.
This year, we're continuing to share stories from the Latinx community pa todo el mundo.
Welcome to Season 8.
Are you listening?
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome to Season 8 of Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
You're tuning into capítulo 181.
Last time on Locatora Radio, we discussed solidarity between Latin America and Palestine, decolonization framework, and political and personal praxis. Go ahead, tune into that episode, leave us a review, subscribe to Locatora Radio, and share with a friend.
We also want to note that we will be continuing our coverage of Israel and Palestine throughout this season. We know that this is an ongoing crisis, and we have more episodes planned. But for today, we will be shifting gears a little bit and talking about Locatora Radio and our seven-year Locaversary.
Our little podcast just keeps growing episode after episode, season after season. We've been at it since 2016. And we're going to just take a little trip down memory lane today and talk about where we've been and where we're going.
Yeah, I also want to plug a previous episode, our My Cultura Live episode, where we talk about our journey from indie podcasters to network darlings. And so you can find that on the feed. I will link it in the show notes. And we go in depth for 30 minutes about our history, our process, and where we've been and where we're going. But you can tune into that one, but we're going to also talk about some past things and some current things and some future things.
You know, we love telling our story, and we'll tell our story over and over again. It's an audio archive.
It's for the archives.
That's what it's all about. And, you know, sometimes we have people tune in and not start from the very beginning, and they don't know the story. So I think it's good for us to just remind the folks and the new listeners out there.
I also wanted to say that at the My Cultura live show, it was a clean show. So we couldn't necessarily say everything.
That's so
and
true.
So I think this is also a way for us to be a little more grounded in our personalities and the way we talk and how we express ourselves. And so we're going to be doing that today as well.
And the stories we share.
Yes.
Yes, this is our Locaversary Unplugged.
Yes.
This is our After Dark.
There we go.
This is for adults.
Yes.
So let's proceed. So, you know, we launched in 2016. And nowadays, when we tell people that, the reaction that we get is, oh, damn, you guys are like, oh, geez, like you are some of the original podcasters. You've been doing this like since the beginning.
And still standing. Mm-hmm. Like we've said over the years, there is a graveyard of Latinx podcasts, incredible shows. But for one reason, a lot of it has to do with sustainability. and equity, right? There's not a lot of money when you're an indie podcaster. And so I really don't take for granted that we're still here mm-hmm. 7 years later, and that we've been able to maintain our audience and also find new audience, new listeners with the help of My Cultura and iHeart. But yeah, I definitely don't take for granted that we're still standing.
We are still standing, and a lot of it has to do with our relationship with the My Cultura Podcast Network and the ability to support ourselves and create the podcast full time and this be what we do, as opposed to sort of like a hobby, which is what it started out as. We made the show for our friends, and we marketed the show to our friends. And we had our friends and our little micro followings on Instagram in mind when we were putting the show together and thinking of the name and the logo and the color scheme. And now, you know, we still think about our listeners and our community and our friends, but we're also thinking about, like, I think longevity and the overarching project, and what have we already talked about and what is still left to talk about, and who else is out there that we can introduce to our listenership. Like, I think we've just the idea of the audio archive, as we've continued, it's like that is in and of itself the incentive to keep going. So the archive is as complete as it can possibly be. Like, there has to be more episodes.
Yeah. And I think that I love that you say that, because the longevity piece, I think, is really important, especially in the age of, we've been in this age of viral moments of, you have to have a million followers on social media in order to get a deal, right? Making up a number as an example. But we've heard things like that when we've met with executives years ago, right? Like, oh, you want a show? You want a talk show, a TV show? Like, you need a minimum 250,000 followers. And I remember us looking at each other like, how would we even get to that number? Mm-hmm. And I think we stopped really caring about the numbers and like going viral and really focusing on the longevity. Mm-hmm. And yes, of course, we want an active social media accounts, but what we really say to ourselves is like, what matters is the feed. What matters is the audio feed. Like, are you going to follow us on social media, or are you going to listen to the podcast? Well, we want you to listen to the podcast. We want you to listen to the audio, to the archive, to the interviews. And for us, like, we've really put emphasis on that over the years.
Yeah. And I think, like, also recognizing the importance of the offline work and art. And I think where a lot of like young creatives get into kind of a rut or a trap is putting all the eggs into the social media basket, you know, into content, when it's important to like explore, like we've explored live shows. We do live shows. We do live events, you know, workshops. Like, kind of keeping our sort of like teaching academic backgrounds like involved, and developing as artists in other ways as well. You know, like you went back to school, or like I've been doing stand up and like learning how to become a comedy writer. And I think that what I've loved so much about the project is how it's sort of been our anchor, but like it's also allowed us to go and develop these other parts of ourselves.
Yeah. And I don't think that we saw that. We didn't foresee that back in 2016. It did start, like Mala mentioned, like this did start as a hobby. And I'll never forget when we started, we literally thought we were going to do this once a month. Mm-hmm. And then it moved to twice a month. And then there was like a period where we were doing weekly and we just really couldn't keep up with it. And I also think listeners can't necessarily keep up with weekly shows because there's so many other things. Like when I look at our numbers, like I see episodes from a month ago have more listens because people are like slowly working their way. And we always catch up.
Yeah.
But like it takes a minute to listen.
Yeah.
And so the week, like not everyone tunes in weekly. We do have our listeners. Shout out to y'all that tune in weekly.
I think what I appreciate about our episodes too is how they're very evergreen. And we do include current events and trending topics, but especially our interviews, for the most part, you can go back and listen at any time and they're still going to be relevant.
Yeah, I do appreciate that about our show. And I think we've done that pretty intentionally. You mm-hmm. know, over the years, we've done very thematic things, thematic episodes. We've created our own terminology within the Locatora universe, like loca epistemologies, multidimensional hoe, goddess worship.
Yes.
Femme defense.
the word locatora itself. Yeah.
Femtech. Locatora is trademarked. It's a trademarked word.
We invented a word and then we trademarked
it. We had to.
Because that's what you got to do these days. And I think that's also something to talk about. We've had these milestones along the way. As far as becoming like a more professional project, we've done things like hired accountants, and we have a lawyer who we love, honestly, and who cracks us up. And we have trademarks, and we are an LLC. You know, we have our articles of incorporation. We're a formal business, and so much more. And that has come with years and time, and has also been what has allowed us to sustain, is creating the framework so that we could get the big jobs and sign with the network and invest the money in the appropriate ways, you know? So I think that's a big part of it too, is I think we've gotten good advice and we've like put it to work.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yeah, we've had a lot of mentors over the years that have pointed us in the right direction, connected us with lawyers, connected us with accountants, with people that are going to give us the infrastructure to really thrive. And I think that that's one thing that artists don't talk about, is the business side of your business, of your art. Because even if you don't see yourself as a business owner or an entrepreneur, if you're an artist, you're likely running your own books. You're making invoices. You're doing all these nitty-gritty business things. And that's not what a lot of us talk about, because we don't like it. Like, that's not where we thrive. Maybe it is for you, but like, I enjoy like creating the process of like, okay, this is how everything is going to look, and this is where everything's going to go, and this is how we organize it. But I don't necessarily want to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's why we hire people.
Okay. So here's part of it too, is like, we started as a DIY project, but you get to a point where you literally
You cannot be DIY. Like, I remember when we got a job offer, and they were talking about payment, and we were like, well, we just alternate. We use a personal W-2, and we alternate who it goes to. And they were like, no, we can't do that.
Like, like, absolutely not.
So that forced us. We were already in talks of it, but it's a process. It can be expensive to create an LLC. Like, Back in its heyday, LLC Twitter was like, it's so easy to make an LLC. Everything was about creating your LLC.
Right.
But let me tell you, if you live in a depending on where you live, mm-hmm. you have to pay state taxes if you have an LLC. In California, that's $800.
And there's city stuff, too.
Yes. And yeah. some businesses don't generate that much. So, like, you don't necessarily need it right away. But I would say ignore the advice of, like, put everything, make multiple LLCs.
Right, I think.
If you live in a state where, yeah, you pay $50 a year, sure. But in California, that's not how it works.
It's expensive. And there's different types of, are you an S-Corp? Are you, what are you, you know?
There's a whole mess of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the accountants, the attorneys, they know things that we don't know.
Yes.
They know a lot of things and we need their knowledge, their know-how, especially with the taxes. Like the business taxes and the this and the that, and they know all the loopholes and the secret compartments and the codes and the forms and, you know, like sometimes
everything.
You need that professional help.
Yeah. And the reason we bring that up, because you wouldn't think that that's such a big part of having a podcast, right? But for us, as we launched Locatora Productions, like it really did become, there was a need. Like we needed mm-hmm. to become an LLC. We needed to hire an attorney and an accountant. And we share this because it's part of the growing pains and like the growing lessons. Mm-hmm. Like it's not all the creative. I wish it was. But a lot of it is this business part where you have to pay invoices out, you know, one day. And you yeah. have to send your receipts and all these different things. And I think that it's just the not glamorous side of art and being an artist and being a creative that no one really likes to talk about. But mm-hmm. it's such a big part of your day-to-day operations.
Totally. Even things like storage.
Right.
You know, like, oh, we want to make all this stuff. Where are we going to put it?
Exactly.
It's the operations.
Mm-hmm.
So all that to say, don't be discouraged if you want to start your own business or project. It can be done, you know, gradually and with help and seek advice and mentors. And I think it's really important, too. And I think we've done this, like we take advice from people who have also built something successful that we like, you know. And I think that's the key is I think there's a lot of people, like you mentioned LLC Twitter. There's mm-hmm. there's a lot of people just chatting, just flapping their lips.
Yes, selling e-courses. Like, I'm sorry. Respect if you have an e-course, but not everything needs to be an e-course, right?
No.
And I've seen this kind of oversaturation where it's like people saying how they earned, you know, six figures in a month. But are you earning your six figures from your e-course? Like,
right.
Which is fine, but then it's like, is that how you're flipping the script then and saying you earn six figures?
Yeah.
And you're teaching someone how to earn six figures, but you're selling them an e-course.
Is your six figures coming from the e-course
exactly.
subscription?
That's what right. I'm trying to say.
Right,
yes,
right, right.
Yes.
And, you know, like what have you done to make the e-course worth it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Do you have that expertise? Do you have that track record? I implore you all,
yes.
you know, to like ask those questions.
Ask those questions. It's not don't seek it out. Don't do it. Because there mm-hmm. are a lot of helpful women, mujeres out there doing that type of work. So this isn't to discredit them, but it's more so ask those questions. Because I've seen a lot of disingenuous things over the years.
Oh, sure.
Where Mala and I have discussed like, oh, this doesn't look legit. Mm-hmm. Or I'm raising my eyebrow at this. And then there's some really great things, right? I think We All Grow Latina, they have like a really cool online community where they have women that post about their services. And I would start there if that's where you're looking. If you're looking for whatever it is that you need in your business, I would say like We All Grow Latina is like a good network of people to
yes.
to look at that are offering services. But don't go off of just an Instagram post.
Yeah, totally. Even us, you know what I mean? Like, I think another piece of the growth is like trying and failing or trying and redirecting. And over the years, we've done things like pitch to networks, you know, to try and get shows made. And we got a lot of no's, right? We've talked about this because we realized if we can make Locatora, we can make Marihuanera, Podcast for Podheads, and these shows can do well and they can be successful then and win awards and things then and get network deals, then we can like make other shows, you know? I think for us, getting no's allowed us to say, well, why don't we just keep doing it ourselves? You know, we just make our own originals because we can, and because that's what's working, and we can green light our own stuff, you know? So that's another, I think, takeaway from all these years is, like, you have to build your own.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yes. Yeah, you really do. And you have to work with your friends or your fellow creatives. Mm-hmm. I think that really helps when you're starting out. That's really how we started. From our logo to our photos to our first jingle, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. we have worked with fellow creatives that, you know, back when we were all starting, we were all like at the same level, like getting our foot in the door, finding our creative outlets. So we were charging each other like $50, $100 yeah. bucks. Like, we don't obviously charge that or pay that now to our friends. But I think that that's one of the fun things of creating with people when you're both starting off, is that you're really just trying to make something. And whatever that is, you're not necessarily trying to make money off of it. You're just trying to see if something lands. Mm-hmm. And then when it lands, then that, you know, the budgets change and all of that. But I think that's one of the fun things about starting off and starting something new with friends that are also like in their own creative lane.
And as the project has grown, the team has grown. We work a lot now with Stephanie Franco. We've been working with Stephanie for a long time now. She is our audio editor and make sure that our episodes are like crisp and clear and put together beautifully. We love Stephanie, and working with her, I can't believe like it's been as long as it's been. It's been years now.
It's been 3 years now.
It's been 3 years, and she's been great. And you know, our photographers and hair and makeup artists, of course, Roberto Rios, he does our hair and makeup whenever we have events and photo shoots. And our most recent set of headshots were shot by Danny Hermosillo. So it's just been really fun to just cultivate the team, and the team has been sticking with us for a long time now. So we love that.
Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. It's been a good team. It's been a good time.
Yeah. And I think part of it is too, when you have such a great creative team and just creative circle, it kind of fills those gaps for when your family doesn't really understand what you do. Like, I remember telling my mom the story of how, to me, this was like a bittersweet story. It was like, we are in Times Square and we can't afford to go.
Yeah.
We have like $20 in our bank account. We can't afford to fly out to see our faces on Times Square. And then a year later, we had signed with, maybe 2 years later, we had signed with My Cultura. Mm-hmm. We were in New York around the same time receiving the Gotham Award for Marihuanera. Mm-hmm. And we got to have this really fun, beautiful, kind of decadent trip in New York. And I was telling my mom and trying to explain the contrast in years. And she was like, she kind of just laughed at me. She kind of was just like, okay. She kind of was just like, well, okay. Because it's like, yeah, pobrecita, you couldn't go to New York.
Right. And now we finally could go.
Yes. And so sure, like she humbled me a little bit, but I think it's like those moments when
so funny.
I know the moms, dude. It's those moments of like, yeah, you're like, if we had told one of our creative friends, they'd be like, oh yeah, that is sad. Like, dang, you couldn't go.
Yes.
And then your mom is like, pobrecita.
Yes.
You couldn't go.
Yeah. Poor thing. Mm-hmm. Poor baby. Mm-hmm. But it's true. And then when we did go to New York, you know, we saw Lea Michele in Funny Girl on Broadway. She was fantastic. And we had escargot and it was fabulous. And I mean, we were receiving an award and it was just like a great time.
It was a time to celebrate.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we've really made a point at Locatora over the years is like celebrating the project, even like not just the big milestones, but the small ones too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so grateful that we get to do this. And it's not lost on me, like how much of a privilege this is that we can just come in week after week and record for our show and do this full time. Like, mm-hmm. I really could not have imagined it a couple years ago.
No, yeah, it's something that you can't imagine it until it happens, you know, like until the ink is dry and the money is in the account, you know, it's like this is real. And for My Cultura to renew our contract and to bring us back is also very exciting. And we hope to continue podcasting with My Cultura for many, many, many seasons to come. There's just so much more to talk about, so many more people to interview, a lot more stories to tell. And as things unfold, not only in LA, but around the world, we love coming on the show and talking about it.
Yeah. And I think that's in one way what has stayed the same about Locatora over the years. But in some ways, I think what's changed, I was thinking about that today when I was driving over and thinking about this recording, this episode, is like, well, what's changed? And I would say what's changed in terms of what we talk about is we don't necessarily talk about el desmadre, la putería, like going out. I think the pandemic obviously changed the way we experience nightlife, the way we move in the world. And so that, but that was such a part of the show and our early 20s, our mid 20s even. And so I still love that it's part of the audio archive.
Totally.
Like, I'll never forget when we talked about both getting railed separately
at the same
night before. And we made this connection. You wouldn't hear that now. Like, we would not be talking about that now. But it's part of the archive.
I don't remember what episode that
Me
was.
Me either.
But we did have this one episode where we were like, just in the midst of conversation, and it was like, oh, we were both getting it in. Oh, like at what time? And like, oh, we were being penetrated at the exact same time, which I think is beautiful.
Friendship.
We should do it more often. We'll set like a timer.
There we go.
Like, oop, it's time.
Well, Mal and I have talked about like if we ever have kids, like, well, we obviously have to plan our pregnancy together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
duh.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, like that's the type of content you won't necessarily hear anymore.
Right. So, we're a little bit more, what's the word? We're a little more demure now.
Yeah.
A little more demure.
I think we just save that for the offline convos.
Yes.
You know, it's before it was very much a part of, we're just going to talk about it on air.
Mm-hmm.
I think because...
Okay, there was a moment, this is years ago,
okay,
right? And I'm going to leave out names. But
okay.
There was an elected official that someone we know was working for an elected official, remember?
Okay.
And we had put an episode out and I was saying something about Dick, obviously.
Yes.
And then this elected official like brought up, or one of his staffers
yes.
had brought up a story that I had told.
Yes.
about Dick in front of this council person.
Yes. Yes.
And I was kind of, well, first of all, hilarious, but also mortified.
Totally. Yes.
Because, like, it's one thing for this man to listen to it, mm-hmm. but then for it to come up in conversation in front of the council member, you know, is just like, wow. Like, yes. That's a lot for me.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. I think, too, like, you know, Fernando, my partner, like, he runs into a lot of people that listen to the show. So I think that kind of has changed the way I talk about him
mm-hmm,
because mm-hmm. there was this one episode with Curly.
Yes.
And I talked about the physical anatomy of my partner. And, you know, this was a baby show at the time. This was years ago.
We didn't know where it was going.
And then he tells me that someone, his coworker, or someone that he met, a colleague, mentioned that they listened to that episode, and Fernando knew exactly what he was referring to, and he was kind of embarrassed, but just, you know, what was he gonna say? And that kind of also was like, okay, like, mm-hmm. this is your work, this is different, I shouldn't be talking about any physical things about yes. about you
yeah.
on the show. We can talk about the relationship a little bit, but like that kind of stuff I have to keep private.
I'm screaming.
Because it's one thing, like, I had made like a passing comment, it was a joke yeah. about, you know, when we were at Locatora Live, Curly was talking about someone with big balls. And so I made this joke. And, you know, I didn't know that his colleague was going to listen to it. And so I think that all that change, you know, as it grows, it kind of changes. Like, okay, I can't really talk about people that I'm dating or people, my family, in the same way that I did maybe 5-6 seasons ago.
Totally. And I mean, Locatora, if you guys are not catching the gist here, people in very high places are listening to Locatora Radio, okay? The most influential people in Los Angeles, the height of LA politics, they are tuning in and they are listening. And so I think that has given us a little bit of like, okay, let's be a little more, let's refine this content a little bit. We were at USC for homecoming, and standing right next to us was a professor who is also a listener, and she like introduced herself and hi Gabby, very nice to have met you if you're listening. Hey girl. But you never know.
Yes.
And so yes, we have very influential listeners.
We do.
So we want to cater to our listenership and make sure the content is good enough for them, you know.
Yes. Yes. And so I think that's probably been the biggest thing that's changed about Locatora, but it's still in the archives. You can go back and hear those type of conversations.
It's still there.
In any of the early episodes, you know, we were really getting wild in the convos.
Yeah. I mean, don't get us. We're still getting railed.
Yeah, we still are.
We're just not talking about it every week. But don't worry, guys.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's still happening.
It is.
So, let's talk about some more milestones that we've had along the years. I mean, from live shows at some of the most iconic venues in Los Angeles, our very, very, very first like party was at El Dorado.
That's right. Yeah. It was our 1-year Locaversary. We did it in collaboration with La Junta and their piña party.
Yes.
And we spray paint because they had their little traveling piña. And so for our party, our like little takeover, they were so sweet to offer us their night to celebrate us. We like painted their gold piña pink. And that was like, we're here. Locatora's taking over. And that was our very first time throwing a party for our anniversary. There was no live show component.
Right.
But the listeners came out in droves. Mm-hmm. It also happened to be the same weekend of Tropicalia. Do you remember Tropicalia?
Very fun.
And so people were coming in from all parts of California. We had folks visiting from Northern California, from San Diego. And then they also came to the party. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the very first time we realized, like, oh, we can bring out a crowd. Like,
yeah.
We can plan a live show with a show component, with a live podcast and a party.
Absolutely. And so after that first party at El Dorado, then the next year we launched Locatora Live, a podcast party at Civic Center Studios. And we had guests. We had Curly and Maya. And we kind of did a little bit of a variety show. And DJ Sizzle was there. And it was a good time. And we danced and we drank and we were merry. And our listeners came out. And yeah, we took Locatora Live also to the Paramount, We did an audition there where we also screened our short film, Loquitas Anonymous. It's an 8-minute short. You can watch it on YouTube. We have a full cast and you'll recognize a lot of people in that cast. Vanessa Romo is in Loquitas Anonymous. Jen from the block, Jen Torres, Crisol. Who else? There's a bunch of people.
Everybody.
Everybody is in. Oh, Zuri, DJ Zuri is in Loquitas Anonymous as well. Check that out. So we did a screening and a live show at the Paramount. And it was very fun.
Yeah. And then I think the pandemic like slowed us down in terms of live shows. We came back in 2022 with a live show at Resident. And that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then this past year, we had a live show with My Cultura, like we mentioned at the top of the episode. And, you know, we hope to have more live shows in the future. That's definitely something that we're working on.
Yes.
But since we couldn't have a live event this year for our Locaversary, that's also why we wanted to commemorate this lucky number 7 mm-hmm. of Locatora Radio. With this episode.
Absolutely. And we've had a very lucky 7 years. I mean, I think I look at some of the other podcasts and the fact that we're still going and that we have like never fought each other.
Oh my God. I'm so glad we like each other.
there are some podcasts, popular podcasts out there, duos, where they have physically fought each other.
Mm-hmm. And I remember Mal and I were like, imagine physically fighting each other. First of all, I couldn't.
No. We would never. It would be all slaps, first of all. It would be all open palm.
It would be biting. It would be not even biting like mouths. I mean like biting language.
Yes, we would
be fighting with words. It would be a verbal spat.
A verbal joust.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. No, we would never physically harm each other, but there are duos out there that do. It's been a lucky 7 years. And we had like other little events. Like we did, remember at Chicali Studios, we did like that live recording session, Locatora Light.
Yes, that was fun.
With the live audience. That was very fun. Jokes and Tokes was like a Marihuanera offshoot. A series that went on for almost a year at the Artistry Studio Lounge. That was very fun. So we've tried to keep doing things here and there, you know.
We try to keep our foot in the community, if you will, like still doing live events. It's one of our favorite things to do. They just take a lot of work.
A lot of work. Oh, we were doing those Bebe Sota parties with Crisol for a while at Resident as well. We've done a lot, actually.
We've done a lot of things over the years.
Yeah.
I'm already kind of plotting. Well, we both are, but I'm already envisioning like we're at episode 181. Like, what is our 200th episode celebration, right? We've already been talking and planning. And so in the spirit of talking about live shows, I'm just going to plant that seed right now.
It's got to be something. It's going to be spectacular. It's going to be something unlike you've ever seen.
Okay, well, I don't know about that, but, you know, Malas always, you know, puts us all the way up there, which is a good thing.
Yes. So keep your eyes peeled. Make sure you guys are following us because whenever there's a live event, we're going to be advertising on Instagram. Of course, we'll share here on the podcast. But make sure you're following us at Locatora_radio for all the things.
Okay, I wanted to talk about what has Locatora outlived.
Oh, my.
We had a running list at some point, like a funny one, like a funny running list.
Yeah.
One of them was the Queen.
Yes. Locatora Radio has outlived Queen Elizabeth. And I think that's a feat. I think that's pretty historic, if you ask me. It looks like Locatora Radio is also going to outlive the Red Dye 50, Red 50.
That's true.
They're banning it. It's going away.
What's
going
to happen to Hot Cheetos?
Who knows? Who knows? let's see. What else have we outlived?
Twitter.
We outlived Twitter. Now X.
Now X.
Totally outlived Twitter. We've outlived... Who got a divorce? Whose marriage ended?
Lots of people.
We outlived a lot of marriages. Well,
We have outlived a lot of marriages.
We have outlived many, many marriages. We outlived the pandemic's still kind of ongoing.
Pandemic is ongoing.
But we're older than the pandemic.
We are.
So that's something.
That's something.
I want to predict we're going to outlive the pandemic. It'll end at some point. We're going to still be going.
I hope so. I don't want to be documenting through another pandemic, honestly. Like,
no,
please, 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 Lord.
One is enough.
Please, no.
One
I can't.
Is more than enough.
We can't do this again.
Oh, we outlived Nuri Martinez's role as city council president.
We did.
We totally outlived Nuri.
We did.
So that's good.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We outlived Shakira and Piqué's relationship.
We did. We did. We outlived Kim and Kanye.
We did.
We did.
Karol G and Anuel. I'm so glad she's done with that fool.
Outlived them. We outlived Britney's conservatorship.
Yes. Free Britney.
Free Britney. She's still not all the way free, I don't think.
No, I don't think. But we wish her healing.
Always.
We wish her healing. I want to listen to her memoir. Mm-hmm. I like listening to the celebrity memoirs versus reading them because they're usually read by someone fabulous.
Right.
Like Mariah Carey's memoir was read by Mariah Carey.
Right.
And was fabulous.
Totally.
Yeah. And I do want to listen to her memoir narrated by the white Michelle Williams.
Oh, really?
The actress. Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes,
very cool.
She didn't narrate herself. Allegedly, it was too hard to narrate herself, which valid.
I'm sure.
But yes, we wish healing to Britney Spears.
Always healing to
Britney. Are we going to outlive Justin Timberlake's career? Because I'm foreseeing a takedown. He's already been kind of taken down a couple notches with the memoir, and I'm ready for this man's downfall, honestly.
Yeah, people are not loving him like they once did, and for good reason. You know, it's his time. It's his time, and all of the indiscretions are out in the open.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So it was going to happen.
Yes.
It was bound to happen.
You know, when I think about Locatora Radio in the next 10 years, just the next 7 years, right, I think about, like, Futuro's Latino USA. They've had that show for 30 years. Like,
truly.
You know, it's a 30-year long living and thriving show. And I don't know how long we'll go, but I don't necessarily see, like, an end time. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's
right,
like
right,
there's
right,
just
right.
so much to keep the show going.
Totally.
And I think as long as we're invested and we want to keep it going, like, we're going to keep it going.
It'll live forever if we want it to live forever. We outlived Jesus and Mero.
Sadly.
We loved Jesus and Mero.
We did. We loved the Bodega Boys, the podcast. Mm-hmm.
We miss them.
Yeah, we are sad. We wish that these men would just work it out.
Come back.
Come on.
Come back.
We need a mediator.
You can always come back.
Whatever bullshit happened, it should be resolved.
It should be resolved. It makes me sad that apparently their issue was because of a third party, because of a manager.
That does make me sad.
You know, as opposed to being, it wasn't like a specific creative difference
right.
between the two hosts.
Yes. And that also makes me think about, you know, when they would podcast, when they would have their episodes, they would talk about, like, imagine if we broke up.
No.
Like, they would say it in, like, a way that was, like, it wasn't possible.
Right.
Like, that could never happen. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a love there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's sad that we outlived them, but we did outlive them.
But we did outlive them. Yeah, I mean, I just think that we're killing it. We're just doing a really good job. And that's that. And thank you guys for listening and supporting, because if you guys weren't listening, you know,
there would be no show.
There would be no show.
There really wouldn't be a show.
It's true.
And on that note, we have some voice memos sent by our listeners. So we're going to play them as a way to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for rocking with us all these 7 years. If you're an OG listener, a new listener, there's so many episodes for you to go back and listen to or re-listen to. And you can really hear the evolution in the show, mm-hmm. the growth in the show, not just from sound quality, but just, I think, us also as hosts mm-hmm. and as producers, you can definitely see the growth. So I'm really proud of what we've done. And yeah, here's to another 7 years.
Here's to another 7 years. Good job.
Great job. Okay, so we're going to play our listener voice memos, and that concludes the episode.
Besitos.
What's up, y'all? My name is Jen Torres, or Jen from the Block. I'm from South Central Los Angeles, the 323. More specific, I live in Watts. I've been listening to Locatora Radio since I was in college, which is about 5 years ago. And since I've been listening to the podcast, I've also learned so much about community and also about taking up space and understanding and learning that our stories really matter. So thank you, Diosa. Thank you, Mala, for giving us a platform and a space for us to just like tell our stories. It means so much. And also, I'm so proud of y'all. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary.
Hello, Localandia. My name is Jackie, and I'm from the San Gabriel Valley. And I've had the fortune to find Locatora Radio in 2020. I've been listening since then during the pandemic. And honestly, ever since then, I went back and I listened to all of the previous episodes because I was like, how did these girls start? I really was interested. And ever since then, I've been listening, and now to Marihuanera as well. I've been supporting Mala and Diosa's journey together, and also their independent journey, because I was looking for something like this for so long. Not only a podcast, but also a community of Latina femme energy who are radical baddies. And I have learned so much from this podcast, embracing being a loca, because honestly, I thought being called a loca for so long was always something that I didn't mind being called, because I know I was a loca, but Locatora helped me embrace that with even better, with a better energy. And of course, for Marihuanera, thanks Mala, I have found out that being a Marihuanera is okay. And so that's always been like something that I've thought about, because honestly, Locatora has created a community. And I can say this even for Locas por Libros. I've been part of that. I've read so many more books and dove into fiction now. Thank you so much, Diosa, for having that.
Hola, my name is Erika. I am from the East Coast in Connecticut. I am an OG Locamor listener. I have been listening to y'all since 2016, 2017, when y'all first came out with Yo Capítulos. And I remember the aesthetic and the branding and the promo, and it just drew me in and I fell in love. I've learned so much by listening to y'all. There's just so much information, so much knowledge, a wealth of chisme from y'all, you know, bringing in local activists, local community members, local artists, to even the interview you did with Ana Tijoux. Like, just so many great folks that y'all have interviewed, and just really speaking to so many different topics.
Hey, y'all. It's La Juicy Bruja, otherwise known as Caroline. I have known about Locatora for years. Y'all did a thing for Me Too or BuzzFeed or something like that years ago. And one of the things that stuck with me was how y'all said, we're like, oh, we're recovering Catholics. And I'm like, bitch, it's me. I'm a recovering Catholic. I don't identify with these puritanical and, you know, egotistical, toxic masculinity bullshit. So that stuck with me. And I actually didn't start listening to you guys until a couple of years or maybe less later. It was during the pandemic when I had so much time on my hands. I was like, I'm going to start listening to podcasts. And I binged the shit out of Locatora. And at the time, you guys were like 3 or 4 seasons in. And I was just so enthralled by you guys and your strength and the community and the acceptance that you guys like shared. And I'm just like, I need this in my life. And I don't.
Happy 7 years, Locatora. It's Lala checking in from the 818. I just wanted to stop by and wish my homegirls a happy birthday, anniversary, all of the things. 7 years. 7 is a very magical and powerful number. Just want to thank you both for all the work you do for the community. You keep us inspired. You keep us empowered. You keep us going. I love you guys so much. I'm so proud of you. Again, Lala 818. I am a OG Locatora listener. Been here since day one, year one. I love you guys.
Happy birthday, Locatora. It's been such a joy to watch you all grow. I've been an OG listener, and I remember feeling really inspired to explore podcasting when I first saw your content and heard you both archiving the amazing stories you shared via audio. I appreciate the creativity you all bring to your seasons and the branding of Locatora. And I wish you all many, many, many more years filled with storytelling, being unapologetically yourselves, and creating as a form of liberation.
Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, is executive produced and hosted by me, Mala Munoz, and Diosa Femme.
Story editing by me, Diosa.
Audio editing by Stephanie Franco.
Thank you to our locamores, our listeners, for all of your support.
Besitos! Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Munoz
and Diosa Femme.
Network.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.